Yes, you
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Qadir Latif. I'm a partner at Clifford Chance. For those of you who don't know, Clifford Chance is a global law firm. We have 32 offices across the world. I've been fortunate enough to work in a number of those offices, but I'm currently based in the UAE. I'm based in Dubai, and I've been there for the last 15 years now. I run the global Islamic finance practice for the firm. In addition to the great expertise that the other panelists have talked about, I'm here to talk about sukuk. So a sukuk essentially is a Sharia compliant or an Islamic fixed income instrument. It is essentially intended to replicate the economics of a bond. The main difference, however, is that the return that is generated in a Sharia compliant manner. And I'll be happy to talk about that in a bit more detail later on. The sukuk sector has grown exponentially over the last two decades. So in 2002 was the first global cross-border US dollar sukuk. And in 2002, the global market was worth no more than $500 million a year. In 2018 and 2019, and in fact this year will be larger in volume than last year, the global sukuk volume is now close to 150 billion US dollars a year. And aggregate sukuk outstandings are almost 1 trillion US dollars. So there is a huge market, and the rate of growth continues to continue. Now, the sukuk product is not only a product that is commercially driven. There is significant crossover between values and principles. And these are not just values and principles that are important to Muslims or Islam. These are values and principles that cross borders, that cross geographies, that cross religions. We're talking about principles of fairness, principle of equity, and actually they are very closely aligned with